This is Bob Enyart inviting you to our second Friday meeting on June 8th to hear scientists from the Creation Research Society speak at our Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship meeting, Friday, June 8th at 7 p.m. And if you'd like a visiting scientist to speak at your church on Sunday, June 10th, please contact the Creation Research Society. For more about our Friday night, June 8th meeting, which is at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church at Wadsworth and 21st, please just go to kgov.com, that's kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-836-9278. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Forget about John Galt. Who's Josh Craddock? John Galt. Who's Josh Craddock? That's what I want to know. Who is he, that amazing man? Well, before I get to him, I hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. Let me tell you about the Memorial Day sermon at Denver Bible Church. It was titled, Bringing Europe into the War. Bringing Europe into the War for Memorial Day 2012, instead of Europe bringing America into the war, like they did 70 years ago after when we sent troops to Europe for World War II, America's personhood movement is bringing Europe into the war. Do you remember just a few weeks ago, Personhood USA hosted an international personhood summit in Portugal, along with Human Life International and LifeSite News. They had 10 countries represented, and they engaged personhood-minded activists from all those countries. And this past week, in the last 7 days, paperwork was filed putting the entire European Union on notice. You know, the EU? We affectionately call it the EU. The European Union, putting them on notice that the personhood movement is officially beginning their petition drive in Europe to gather 1 million signatures to force a vote at the European Union. So they brought us into the war 70 years ago, and today we are bringing them into the war, into the fight to end the war against unborn children. So that's for Memorial Day. Now, what Personhood USA plans to do next week, well, that's beyond me, because every week astounding developments occur in the battle to protect unborn children, and last week it was big, really big, and good for them. Now, I'd like to tell you about some of the articles being written by a personhood activist at the United Nations in New York City, Josh Craddock. But before I do that, we have just a little bit of audio from the federal government that we'd like to share with you. This is on a different topic, so I'll get back to personhood in Europe. And you, unless you know already, if you know already, when you heard it, you were stunned about who is launching the petition drive in Europe, who's supporting it, who's making it happen, you will be stunned. If you've already heard who, you were stunned when you heard it. But we'll get to that in a moment. But first, the federal government, it's not only, they've been doing this for decades, it's not only that they provide these entitlement programs that are socialist in nature, and therefore they're wrong and they're destructive, and they hurt the people who receive the benefits. Like, people who receive welfare checks get hurt far more than the people who have to pay higher taxes to cover the checks. People who receive food stamps get hurt far more than the people who pay higher taxes to cover the food stamps. I don't know if that's obvious to you. It should be. I mean, if you go back 80 years ago or so, Africa as a continent was not slowly, at a significant clip, a significant pace, coming into the modern era, but something happened. What happened was trillions of dollars in international welfare to country after country in Africa, and it all but destroyed them. It all but destroyed them, where it got to the point where their primary industry in a number of countries was the distribution of welfare. That was like the number one employer for governments and economies in countries in Africa. So the Western nations, and mostly America, and of course conservatives and Christians, give far more to charity than do liberals, Democrats, and so on. And that has been borne out by study after study, survey after survey, for decades. But the Western countries, and mostly America, who coughed up those hundreds of billions of dollars that went to Africa, it hurt us at some level. It's a heavier tax burden. But it didn't hurt us anything like the way it hurt the Africans. It just devastated them. So typically, the people who receive the socialist benefits are the people who are hurt the worst, not the people paying it. So Germany has been footing the bill for Greece's irresponsible socialist programs. So who was hurt more? The German workers, taxpayers, or the Greeks? Who's hurt more? Who's going to come out of this chapter of socialists always running out of other people's money? Who's going to come out of this chapter worse off? The Germans or the Greeks? Of course, the Greeks. And so our federal government not only spends our tax dollars on socialist programs that destroy people, but they try to entice people into signing up for the programs, because each program is like a little fiefdom. It's a little empire. And so they're empire builders. Bureaucrats are empire builders. And they're not really important if there are only three people who need their help. If 300 people need their help, then they're more important. If 300,000 people need their help, then they're really important. Well, what if 3 million people, what if 30 million people need their help, need their food stamps? You know how important those people are? They're just absolutely invaluable. So here's one of their pitches.
I love taking my grandkids to the park. But if I want to keep up with those little bundles of energy, I have to stay healthy and eat right. And that can be a real challenge. But that's where food stamp benefits come in. They help me eat right when money's tight.
Would you look at Margie? She looks amazing.
Yes, she sure does.
I wonder how she stays so fit. What's her secret?
Well, she told me that food stamp benefits help her eat right, and she stays active, too.
Oh, I didn't know they helped people our age.
Oh, food stamps help lots of people. People you know.
Wait, you use it, too?
Yes, I do.
So it's been, what, 1 out of 10 Americans on food stamps? It's hovered around that statistic for a long time. Higher more lately. And we have, as documented repeatedly all over the world, in economy after economy, nation after nation, decade after decade, the irrefragable, irrefutable, undeniable reality that the people who receive the food stamps are harmed far worse than the people who pay for the food stamps. Far worse. It's a lot easier to live with a check than it is to live with a man. A lot easier. And so you introduce welfare benefits, and the unavoidable consequence is that tens of millions of children will grow up without a dad at home because dad is superfluous. He's not really needed. And so every time the government steps up and says, we're going to take care of people, we're going to take care of families, we're going to take care of children, every time they do that, There is a disincentive for family and friends and church and neighbors to take care of one another. Every single time, we've seen it in our own lives with the people we know, with our neighbors. We've documented. It's been shown 10,000 times over. So the people who think that socialism, communism, welfare, food stamps are a net asset, they're simply willfully ignorant. And when you show them the millions of people who have been destroyed by handouts, the millions of people, they don't care enough even to pause. I'm speaking as a group. Of course, we win over individuals constantly. But as a group, the liberal, pro-socialist, even so many Republicans who defend food stamps and welfare checks and all that, they just want to regulate it. You know, the way a lot of people want to regulate abortion, homosexuals adopting kids, just regulate it. Pornography, adultery, just regulate it all. Regulate child killing, just regulate it all. So a lot of conservatives, they just want to regulate our godless public schools, government schools. They want to regulate them. They want to regulate food stamps a little better. If we regulate it a little bit better, then we'll all be better off. When in reality, these things are destructive. And so you can show by 10,000 proofs that these programs destroy people, children, families, moms and dads, grandparents. They destroy people by the millions. No, by the hundreds of millions. They have destroyed lives. And the typical supporter of these socialist programs won't even pause momentarily to say, you know, let me think about that. Let me reevaluate my belief that I've really never challenged that these are automatically good programs. They won't even pause for a moment to consider it. And why is that? If they really were concerned for the people that they're talking about, if they really were concerned for those people, then when you show them powerful evidence that you're harming those people, you would think they would pause to consider. But they don't, for one reason. Because of pride and arrogance against their Creator God. Because God said, thou shalt not steal. Just like those who promote homosexuality, and they do it as a rebellion against God. Not because they love homosexuals, not because they want to hang out in homo bars. That's not why. It's because if homosexuals are right, then Jesus Christ was wrong. That's why they do it. And if socialism and welfare and food stamps, if all of that is right, then God's economy, as he explains it in the scriptures, is wrong. And it's their way, they think, of trumping God. God said, thou shalt not steal. Jesus said that to Moses. Jesus wrote that in stone and gave the two tablets to Moses. And he repeated it in the New Testament. Thou shalt not steal. You know what? The government, some people think the government can't possibly commit a crime because they're the government. I mean, that's inane. Governments have kidnapped people. Governments murdered people. And governments could steal. So governments steal. They take money from people. They give it to others, largely like Judas did, because they benefit in the transaction. Judas said he cared about the poor, where the Bible tells us he only said that because he controlled the financial transactions. He actually would steal the money put in for the poor. And that's how, for example, the Clintons got so wealthy and Barack Obama gets so wealthy. It's because they represent the poor and they become fabulously wealthy multimillionaires. Why don't they give that money to the poor? Why don't the Kennedys give all their money to the poor? Why doesn't John Kerry and Al Gore, why doesn't Al Gore give his money to the poor? Why not? They care about the poor? They don't care about the poor. They want to show that their God and that their rules are the ones that should prevail. We'll go from that federal government produced commercial for food stamps to bringing Europe into the war. And this is the war to protect unborn children from the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood International and so on. Now, last week was quite an amazing week for us here at Bob Inert Live. We had the debate with American Family Association's Brian Fisher, who says he's going to vote for Mitt Romney. Please pray for him that he'll change his mind between now and November. The sooner the better. We aired the debate with the homosexual activist Wayne Besson because of our Starbucks boycott, dump Starbucks. Fred Williams and I dressed up as cavemen for Friday's Real Science Friday show. I don't know if you saw the YouTube 20-second clip at the bottom of Friday's show summary, but it was funny. All these interesting things are happening. And over in Europe, attendees of Personhood USA's Personhood Summit in Portugal from early in the month were filing the paperwork to launch the Personhood petition drive at the EU. And so online at liveactionnews.com, you know Live Action, that's Lila Rose. She's produced those brilliant undercover videos going into Planned Parenthood, unauthorized video from within the Planned Parenthood abortion clinics. If you haven't seen them, you just got to check it out. It's all stunning. And reporting for Live Action News is Josh Craddock. He's a young guy. What is he, 21 years old? He's at the UN as a liaison, a Personhood liaison at the UN day in and day out. He's going to college at the King's College in Manhattan in the Empire State Building. That's where their campus is. He travels to Europe for these conferences. And he's writing these articles. For example, let's see. Mexican Supreme Court upholds Personhood amendments. Guatemala, Tuskegee, and Planned Parenthood. Unmasking the UN's abortion agenda. Global Pro-Life Unity Summit set for Lisbon. Historic Pro-Life Lisbon Declaration Statement released. Vatican launches Personhood petition in Europe. What did he say? Did he say Vatican launches? I think that's what I read. Vatican launches. This is stunning. So let me quote to you a couple of those articles. The first, this one, from just May 12th, this month, a couple weeks ago. Historic Global Pro-Life Summit releases Lisbon Declaration. Leaders representing 10 different nations gathered in Lisbon, Portugal, last weekend to support Portugal's pro-life personhood measure. Sponsored by Personhood USA, LifeSite News, by the way, not Life News. That's a pro-abortion regulation, pro-exceptions. Let's take pro-abortion judges and say that they're pro-life and so on. So whenever you want better news in the pro-life battle, either go to AmericanRightToLife.org or go to LifeSiteNews.com. Sponsored by Personhood USA, LifeSiteNews.com, and Human Life International, the Global Pro-Life Summit encouraged the worldwide pro-life movement and lent support to Portugal's referendum, which would guarantee human life from conception to natural death. So attendees were quoted in Portugal's national media on TV, radio, and the print news, which is very encouraging to hear. We have the list of the attendees in Josh Craddock's article, and they are from these countries: Portugal, Ireland, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Mexico, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Canada, and the United States. Now, too many names to read in the short time I have left, but the groups Pro Referendo Vida, that's from Portugal, Ireland's Youth Defense, Hungary's ALFA Association, Poland's Fundacja Pro Prawo do Życia. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'll pronounce them all like they're Spanish. Romania's Darul Vieti. Mexico's Red Familia. Colombia's Unidos por la Vida Colombia. Dominican Republic's Pro Vida República Dominicana. Canada's Campaign Life Coalition. And from the United States, Personhood USA, Keith Mason and Guabe Garcia Jones, and Human Life International, Stephen Phelan, and World Development Coalition, United Nations, Josh Craddock. Who's John Galt? Who cares who John Galt is? I don't know if you've seen the movie. I have not. I read the book by Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. Ayn Rand came out with her own worldview, objectivism, and she was unable to live out her own principles. It reminds me of Ludwig von Mises in his book Human Action. Great book, but in the book he says, we economists, we should have no values, we should only be scientists and have no ultimate moral values. We just tell people what will happen if you're a socialist or communist or a free market, freedom-loving person. And in his own book, he can't live by his own rules. He's constantly making value judgments. I mean, he'll say, we can't make value judgments, and then his head explodes with the ferocity of the value judgments he makes in the next paragraph. So he can't live by his own teaching, like Ayn Rand can't, and her objectivism. She gets her husband and this guy's wife to agree for her to have an affair with this guy because she thinks there is no God. Marriage doesn't matter. You could be intimate with whoever you want to be. And so sure enough, she got her husband to agree and the other guy's wife to agree to let her have an affair with this other guy. But then guess what? Then the other guy, some years later, was interested in a younger woman. You think Ayn Rand was perfectly happy with that? She entered into this public feud with him, became a significant part of her life, the feud. So she couldn't live by her own principles. And some atheist said to me recently at the Republican State Convention, State Assembly, he said, well, Christians can't live by their principles either. I said, that's true, but Jesus did. Jesus is the one who gave us these principles, and he lived by them, and he warned us that we wouldn't be able to live by them, but we could be forgiven in him. You can't be forgiven in Ayn Rand. And Atlas Shrugged, so this massive tome of a book, the reason it's so long is because there's a 300-page monologue in the middle of the book. Monologue. Because she's just presenting her philosophy in the context of a novel, which is mostly an excuse to pass off a 300-page book on her philosophy hidden inside of a novel. Atlas Shrugged starts out with the question, who is John Galt? Forget John Galt. Who is Josh Craddock? That's what I want to know. Who is Josh Craddock? Because here's another article that he has written, published at liveactionnews.com. Vatican launches personhood petition in Europe. The Vatican's Pontifical Council is launching a continental personhood petition that will recognize the dignity of human life from the moment of conception. And by the way, we in the personhood movement, we speak publicly of conception. When it comes to writing laws, we use the word fertilization or beginning of biological development because the pro-aborts have redefined the word conception to mean something later. to mean implantation. Pro-life organizations from 21 European Union states will be represented in the petition organization committee to bring the issue before the EU. Volunteers must collect 1 million signatures, but both the Pontifical Council and Personhood USA believe that this presents an unprecedented opportunity to make a significant pro-life statement by gathering several million more signatures. At the Global Pro-Life Summit, sponsored by Personhood USA, Human Life International, and LifeSite News, delegations from Romania, Portugal, Poland, Ireland, and Hungary shared their desire to pursue a European personhood initiative and to use the initiative methodology that has succeeded in the United States to get personhood amendments on the ballot. The Vatican's European personhood petition shares the spirit of the Lisbon Declaration released by organizations at the summit. Now, the Lisbon Declaration, I'd like to read that to you. Here it is, the Pro-Life Declaration of Lisbon. See if it sounds familiar. To me, it sounds like things we've been saying here at Bob and Your Live for 20 years. Opposing exceptions, opposing regulations and compromise. So we believe, here's the Lisbon Declaration. We believe that to properly protect the right to life, every human being without exception or compromise at every stage of development must be recognized as a person. Amen. And so Josh Craddock's article, Vatican Launches Personhood Petition in Europe, goes on to explain that this method pioneered by Personhood USA here in this country is now being adopted in Europe. And so they are announcing that Personhood USA is fully committed to assist and support its pro-personhood European allies with this new Vatican-backed pro-life initiative. You know, ads that I've written, pro-life ads that I've written, published in newspapers in Colorado, trying to reach Roman Catholics, I've quoted the Catholic Catechism from Vatican.va. The Vatican's own catechism, it says, from the first moment of his existence, a human being must be recognized as having the rights of a person, among which is the inviolable right of every innocent being to life. That's section 2270 of the catechism. God bless you guys.